Latin American Rhythms of Xavier Cugat, rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen. And here he is, Señor Xavier Cugat.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we play the Peanut Banda, and we dedicate it to my Uncle Chihuahua, whose great ambition was to own a peanut stand that whistles like Bing Crosby. Play, gentlemen, play.
En la cintura cuando va a gozar, le digo que la quiero, la adoro sin cesar.
Pistol packing mama.
Songs of the past year was It Can Be Wrong.
To be with you forever. Let's see now. If Coogie was discharged from the Union Army in 1865 and shoveled snow during the blizzard of 1888, he should be about, let's see now. About...
Ken, what are you mumbling in your beard?
Oh, say, Lena, have you any idea how old Coogie is?
No, but whenever he is in the subway, a lady always gets up and gives him a seat.
Lena.
Yes, Coogie?
Did you see my Lonely Ranger gone?
It is under your rocking chair next to your hot water bottle.
Lena, what do you mean, rocking chair? Who do you think I am, Whistler's father? What are you two talking about behind my face?
Oh, Ken and I were just figuring out that you should be about...
I am 20 years younger than that.
Who said anything about your age?
Excuse me, I was stepping at conclusions.
Coogie, you mean jumping.
The way you are figuring my age, who would have enough strength to jump? It is lucky for you I have just enough strength to say, our lovely Lina Romay will sing Antonio.
Antonio,
Antonio, he is such a Romeo. Antonio, Antonio, he is so magnifico. He serenades senoritas each night wherever he be. He plays guitar with such passion. Why doesn't he play it for me? But Antonio, Antonio, he is so romantico. He plays the piano. He's such a man. Oh, so magnifico. He plays the trumpet so con mucho gusto, my Antonio.
Romantico
Antonio, he gives me such baloney. Oh, he's such a braggadocio about the things he does.
Antonio, Antonio, he is so magnifico.
Now here I am, full alone, without a single chaperone, while he is flirting with somebody else. He serenades senoritas each night wherever he be. He plays guitar with such a passion. Why doesn't he play it for me? Mamolito, Roberto, Pepito, Pablito, Juanito. Oh, we'd have so many chiquitos.
Tonight, the Afro-Cuban number is called Rica Pulpa. What does that mean, Coogie?
It means sweet candy. And it will be sung by our Afro-Cuban specialist, Señor del Campo, who will now ask me how old I am.
How old are you, Mr. Cugat?
What did I tell you? Del Campo, would you like to make a guess?
Si. Should I guess as one who works for you or as a stranger?
What is the difference?
About 30 years.
All right, Del Campo. Make a guess. I trust you.
You are 24 years old, boss.
Thank you, stranger.
Anyway, Mr. Cugat, I wish you luck on your trip to your father's house.
What makes you think I'm going to visit my father?
Don Rodney told me you were on your way to the old man's home.
Sing, Del Campo. I'll take care of Don Rodney.
Pulpa, la rica pulpa, de tamarindo, la traigo en este tablero para venderla con mi precio. llegar mi pregón. Luces como una rosa, ay, de las muchas que engalanan su balcón. Ay, pulpa, rica pulpa, es mi pulpa más sabrosa que la miel. Cual la pulpa de unos labios, hay que curar mis agravios. Con mi pulpa yo voy mi casera, ahí endulzando así la van entera. Con la azúcar de mi pulpa, rica pulpa, que es más dulce que los besos de mujer.
Pulpa, rica pulpa.
Se va el dulcero, la rica pulpa de tamarindo pa' mi nene.
Pulpa, rica pulpa.
No, no, ya se va el dulcero, la rica pulpa de tamarindo pa' mi nene.
Pulpa, rica pulpa.
A la vengo aquí, no, la rica pulpa de tamarindo.
Pulpa, rica pulpa.
Me quiero pulpa, rica pulpa. Como ves.
Song of the week.
Yes, and this week it is, can you do a friend a favor? It is from the Connecticut Yankee, and it will be sung by our romantic baritone, Señor Don Rodney, whose voice revives those young ladies whom Sinatra makes warm.
Thank you, Mr. Cougat. Someday I hope my voice revives you. By the way, I ordered a little birthday gift for you. I hope you'll like it.
How kind of you to remember. What is it? Roller skates?
No, a shawl.
Oh, you mean a scarf, Don Rodney?
No, I mean a shawl.
Well, what is the difference between a shawl and a scarf?
About 30 years.
But, Don Rodney, what would I do with a shawl?
Oh, you put it around your shoulders, sit on a rocker, and read a book.
How do you like that? Now I am Whistler's mother. Don Rodney, sing the song of the week.
Can't you do a friend a favor? Can't you fall in love with me? Life alone can lose its flavor. You could make it sweet, you see. I'm the dish you ought to savor. Something warm and something new. I could do my friend a favor. I could fall in love with you. You can count your friends on the fingers of your hand. If you're lucky, you have two. I have just two friends, that is all that I demand. Only two, just me and you. And a good friend, he's a friend. When a good friend needs a friend. Can't you do a friend a favor? Can't you fall in love with me? Life alone can lose its flavor. You could make it sweet, you see. I'm the dish you ought to savor. Something warm and something new.
I could do my friend a favor. I could fall in love with you.
Here's the story of Alibaba, told to you by my 40 thieves.
Another week has gone by and still no sign of your Uncle Chihuahua. When will he ever leave Mexico City?
Well, Ken, he started out for New York yesterday, but he got cold hands.
Oh, you mean cold feet?
No, cold hands. He tried to warm them in somebody's pocket. It was an innocent mistake, though.
But why could he not leave Mexico City?
Because the innocent mistake was combined with a guilty look.
Coogie, does your uncle always do two things at once?
Naturally. Once, he prosecuted a murder case and conducted a symphony orchestra at the same time.
Oh, no. What happened?
My uncle got 20 years.
How about the symphony?
They wanted to hang him.
But, Mr. Cugat, how can a man prosecute a murder case and conduct a symphony at the same time?
That is a good question, Don Rodney. Shall I answer it? A broken-down philosopher once said, when you find yourself in deep water, keep your mouth shut. Don Rodney, how can I answer your question without drowning?
Mr. Cugat, I shall wait for low tide.
Thank you. And now we play my uncle's favorite selection, Nightingale. Perhaps next week he will drop on us if he can find a parachute.
Thank you.
orchestra plays The Chicken Conga. But first, the story behind the song. Let us peer into the laboratory of Dr. Cut-Cut Cugat, eminent scientist, surgeon, chemist, physicist, bacteriologist, and notary public. We see Dr. Cugat about to perform a delicate experiment upon a chicken. Slowly, he raises his scalpel, and just as he's about to make the incision, he turns to his assistant and says,
"Which will you have, the dark or the white meat?"
"It makes no difference. I'm wearing dark glasses."
"Lena, we have work to do. Hand me the live chicken."
"Which one, the Rhode Island red or the capon?"
"No, the one without the capon." "Now for the incision." "Take it easy. Quiet. Just one more, just one more. Ah, there you are, there you are."
"At last, at last! A chicken that lays eggs in conga rhythm."
And that is the story behind the chicken conga. Time, just how old are you?
And supposing I tell you I was the youngest man in this organization. I will prove it by consulting this magic mirror. Mirror, mirror upon the wall. Who is the youngest of them all?
Why, you are, Googie.
You see, Ken, the mirror says so.
But don't mind me, I am correct.
Mira que la vida es triste, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón.
Rebroadcast of the Xavier Cugat Show is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.